When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Caravan of Garbage, everybody, the show where we look at something shit. Hey, Mason, allow me to name some iconic Tomb Raider moments, and you tell me whether or not you also think they're iconic.
Okay.
The original Tomb Raider game.
Iconic.
The new games, which are way better. They're much better. Don't play the originals.
More iconic and better.
And better. One of the movies, the one with the robot dog, where she fights a robot dog.
Iconic in the sense that I don't know which one is which.
Jerry Butler's in one of them also. Is that iconic?
Yeah, that's definitely iconic, yeah.
What about Tomb Raider?
Everything he does is iconic.
Absolutely.
Gamer iconic.
Geostorm.
Iconic.
The one where he shoots somebody with a telephone through the head or whatever.
Iconic.
What's that one?
It's called...
Law Abiding Citizen Man.
Yep. Great.
Mm-hmm. We're not here to talk about Law Abiding Citizen, Mason.
Oh, boo.
I know. We're here to talk about the Tomb Raider, the trilogy short film. Iconic?
No. I mean, I've not heard... Where did this is 1998, right?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Okay.
We've watched it. Spoiler alert. There's no element of being a trilogy in it.
No.
If we get, we might get to the end of this and you'd be like, they didn't talk about the trilogy part. There's no trilogy part. I assume because Tomb Raider 3 came out. Did that
yes,
come out in 1998? Okay.
So basically, it's a tie-in promotional video.
Short film.
Short film. Sorry, it's not even promotional because it was only shown internally for the creators of the game.
See, I wondered about it because I'm like, did this come out on like on the CD-ROM or something? Yeah. But it didn't. This wasn't a hidden feature on the CD-ROM of Tomb Raider 3, which I didn't buy. I bought 1 and 2.
Okay, so yeah, this first screened at an event at the Natural History Museum in London.
Oh, that's Lara Croft's home turf.
That's right.
One assumes.
And luckily...
You know, all that natural history that she destroys?
Yeah, she just riddles with bullets.
There's just a T-Rex loaded with bullets is taking center stage. Anyway, continue.
Luckily, the original Digibeta tape was recently discovered. So in April of 2016, it was put on the official Tomb Raider page. So it's not kind of like, look at this is good. It's like, look at this fun, look at this throwback.
Yeah.
Fun's not the word, is it?
No, but anyway, it's on YouTube. So if you just want to find it on YouTube.
You definitely don't need to watch it though. It's not essential to... anything Tomb Raider.
It's very short, though.
It is very short.
And it's interesting.
In what way?
In that it's very 90s.
Yes.
And it's very British.
It feels like Midsummer Murders or like
a touch
Waking...
of Frost.
Touch of Frost, Waking the Dead.
Yeah.
It's any of those things.
Okay, there's three characters in it.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Four.
None of them are... Well, see, that's the thing. None of them are Lara Croft. Like, she's not in this.
No.
Yeah. But it's
in this trilogy.
There's a hard-nosed British detective.
Yep.
There is a sexy psychologist.
She's been pulled away from a gala. It's midnight. She's not happy.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's a crack addict.
Evidently. it opens up on it looks like it's going to be more hoity-toity than it is. Like it looks like it's going to be more lofty. You see a slender hand. You see an Agatha Christie collection of plays on the desk. You see like a man smoking a cigarette, and he's taking it from an ashtray of cigarettes which haven't been like old used cigarettes that haven't been smoked.
He's just mashed them
what
in there.
They've done, I don't know if they're fake cigarettes or real cigarettes, but they've just snipped the ends off and put them all in the ashtray.
Very good
hot tip for you. Snip the ends and then like light them for a second. Also, this and then is, they look used.
This is a British film crew in the 90s.
Yes.
There was plenty of cigarettes. People would have smoked those cigarettes.
Exactly, that's
right. Would have
right.
taken 30 seconds to get that ashtray full.
There was probably they probably cried.
So the cop has arrested this guy who was, he says, was Spider-Maning at the Tower of London.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought him in because they think he's in some kind of trouble. He's an ice addict probably.
Yeah.
And he had some funny items on him. They flashed these really quickly, but I slowed it down. So
there's
could,
a key, right?
There's a key. There's a Jade Dragon, which I think might be from Tomb Raider 2, but I might be wrong. Two pistols.
Yeah, two real guns. They're not prop guns. He's got two handguns.
That's very Lara Croft. And a fresh fish. So these are the things that this man had on him when he was arrested. So he brings in this, she's a psychologist to determine what's going on with him. Because there's no real through line or point to this.
We were expecting a lot, weren't we?
Yeah, we certainly were. I mean, it did screen internally. We shouldn't be so harsh. So it's her job to...
For the game developers? Or for the game developers or for like the money people.
Maybe it's for the money people to be like, look, this isn't just a video game. This is
serious business.
Some people. And some people who made this have gone on to win like BAFTAs and shit like that. Huh. Like
the actors?
I think some of the actors, like I recognize from other things, from other episodes of
A Touch of Frost.
And whatever. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Side note, have you ever seen Charlie Brooker's A Touch of Cloth?
I have.
Which is a parody of that sort of stuff. It's very good.
It's very good. Mm. Charlie Brooker, you would know from... He's...
PC Zone Magazine.
Oh, yeah, he did
write that,
didn't
he? We'll tie that back
in,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So the ice addict is... He's nervously twitching his thumbs. They're like, we couldn't get a print off him because his thumbs are worn down to the bloody,
he's a bloody gamer, mate. He's a gamer. That's what they're all like.
See, what is that? If that was widely distributed to the public, that's a weird shot at gamers, isn't it?
The Look whole at thing's weird a weird shot at gamers. If we can zip through real quickly to the plot. So the psychologist goes in there to interview him.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's your deal, man? What are you doing? And he's like, I'm doing this to impress my girlfriend.
Yeah. She's in trouble, maybe.
That's right. My girlfriend's in trouble. I gotta look out, you know, I've got to parkour around the Tower of London with two real loaded handguns.
Oh yeah, and also they cut to footage of his cell and he's just doing combat rolls and handstands for some reason. Mm-hmm. That's very Tomb Raider, isn't it, probably?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, you were saying?
So she gets to the bottom of this and she's like, she sounds like she's in trouble. You've got to tell me all the details about your girlfriend so we can finally help her. And he's like, here's my girlfriend, and hands her like a folded up little slip of paper. And then later she goes to the detective and is like, it's okay. There's
the
no
mystery's
problem.
Unraveling.
Mystery's unraveling. Here's the girlfriend. It's a picture of Lara Croft. So the assumption, so this isn't for gamers because it's like, hey gamers, you're a bunch of losers. You do nothing but play video games all the time. You wear your thumbs off and you think Lara Croft, a fantasy woman, is your girlfriend.
You dummy.
But it's also not for like, you couldn't show this to parents because it'd be like, hey, if your kids play video games, they'll go mad and leap off buildings firing guns.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's also very loosely shows off the graphical capabilities of Tomb Raider 3. Like, he's talking about the Tomb Raider games and we get snippets of them.
Oh, that's right.
Where he's like, yeah, when I met her, it was great. It was hot and there was an adventure. Second time was even better. And that's Tomb Raider 2 and whatever. And he's like, but the third time, you should see all the graphics. The walls are real and everything. And then they show, like, the in-game graphics of, you know, Tomb Raider Trilogy or 3 or whatever called.
Uh-huh.
And it looks absolutely fine for the time. But when you intercut that with real footage, it's the dumbest thing in the world.
There's a scrolling marquee thing that happens at the end when it hits its dramatic peak.
Yeah.
There's this scrolling text and it goes, does Lara live in our world or do we live in hers? And then it cuts to, like, he's looking out of his cell and then it cuts to Lara Croft on like a roof of a building and it swirls around here and it looks like total garbage. Like, we talk some garbage on this show, obviously, but this is really shows to the extent to which how much we deluded ourselves back in the day of like, oh my God, this looks so good. It looks just like real life.
I think even modern day Tomb Raider,
modern day Tomb Raider looks like real life. If you step back a little bit and squint, that could be real life. Video games can do that nowadays. Did you see this quite recently? A guy on Twitch, he streamed a pay-per-view UFC fight on Twitch for like people who couldn't afford to you know, buy it or didn't want to pay for it or whatever.
Right.
And he got away with it by putting a little picture-in-picture in the corner with him holding a controller and just clicking away at it. So people, like the casual viewer who was trying to, you know, combat piracy or whatever, would assume he was just playing the video game. Like, that you can get away with that now because those games look like that. Tomb Raider looks incredible now, but these, the 1998... Who are you trying to fool?
I genuinely think, though, that's an impressive game engine for the time.
Sure.
I mean, comparatively, yeah, everything looks like garbage.
But don't compare it to the real world.
Mason, but do we live in her world or does she live...
She's
not real. Blurred.
Yeah.
Everything's blurred, Mason. Mm. I'm doing a handstand in a cell. I'm doing a combat role. I'm carrying two guns. What's going on?
Where did he get them?
Mm. It's pretty difficult to carry a gun in Britain. That's my understanding, Mason, having lived there for a little bit because I'm a man of the world. Anyway, should people seek this out?
I think they should. It's only like 8 minutes long.
Well, it's 8 minutes and there's like 4 minutes of credits.
Sure, right.
This video is much longer than the actual.
It is a fascinating insight.
Yeah.
Do they still make this sort of stuff?
I think there was a time when I remember it got leaked, but Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant made like a
Tomb Raider game.
A Tomb Raider game. They made like an office style skit for Microsoft. Like they paid like $4 million or whatever to do it. So I think it does still happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of to show off the capabilities, and like you said, it's to impress the investors and what their understanding of video games are and the developers and
they're
all that
for losers.
They're for losers
who cannot distinguish fantasy from reality.
Who whittle their thumbs down to
they
nothing.
They just want to look at some pixelated boobers and pretend that's their girlfriend, and they'll pay through the nose for it.
It was the era of the nude raider.
Wasn't
it? So absolutely. Look, it's not the best Tomb Raider thing that's ever happened. Mm. That's certainly true, but it's. They made it.
But it's the worst thing.
Is it the worst thing?
Yeah.
People say Angel of Darkness.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the first... It's called Angel of something. It's on the PS2. Maybe we'll get to it one day.
I'm going to assume that's the worst then. Okay. You know what's the worst? The movies are the worst. They're terrible. They're profoundly terrible. I would have rather watched 2 more hours of this than 2 Tomb Raider movies.
Yes. Maybe we'll do one, Mason.
No, I don't want to.
Let's not do one then.
Okay, great.
Great. What a fun time. Thank you, everybody, for watching this. Or listening to this. Listen, you can find us every Tuesday here doing a Caravan of Garbage. We always look at a comic or a movie or a TV show or whatever, or a weird short film that didn't screen publicly.
Just a weird corporate branding synergy product. We'll look at that. We'll look at anything. We'll look at a breakfast cereal tie-in. Send us an old breakfast cereal from the 80s.
Yeah. Send us one of those ads from like a really old comic where you can get big muscles by lifting a weight.
Ah, Charles Atlas method.
Yeah, that's it.
Send us some Hostess fruit pies.
Please.
Send us some
X-ray specs.
Oh, my goodness.
All of these things. Mm. You can also find us every Monday on the podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. It is the number one podcast in our lives, isn't it, Mason?
Oh, I guess.
We're in it.
Yeah, we're in it. That's
okay,
true. You cannot lie about that.
Thanks, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.